Well, it's 11:15 on Thursday evening. I'm just recording a boo, a really poppy. That's my little puppy, or huge puppy, breathing content. A boo to note to myself that I have decided what I'm going to be doing in the next 12 months or so, apart from moving house and various bits and pieces to do with that. I had an idea and registered it and a company about... 2 years ago, before my mental breakdowns and before depression and blah blah blah, and it was something that sort of took all sorts of things that I'm passionate about and interested in and entertained by and wrapped it all up in one. When I thought of it, I thought it was the right time. I think now's the right time to release the idea. It's a social idea. It's not particularly brand new in terms of what it entails, but the mechanism that it's built on and works by is... it's called Scratch My Back. That's all I'm saying on this boo. That might give you enough to imagine your own Scratch My Back, and I'm good luck to you. I've thought about it long and hard. We've previously, me and a friend, developed some prototype software for it. I'm now a lot more accomplished with web development and my own coding, and I don't really need anyone else. It was my idea in the first place, and I'm not in touch with that friend so much these days. I think they're really busy. They work overseas. So yeah, I'm going to do it. Scratch My Back, coming soon to the internet and your neighbourhood. This is also a test of Google Buzz and Audioboo again, because I think I've linked my accounts, but it's not kind of official in any way. It's just a way I tried. If it doesn't appear, then I think I'm going to post this to Google Buzz, because I've decided I'm using Twitter as... it will still have my audio booze on, but it will be more frivolent blurts and Twitters. And Buzz I will use as a proper micro-blogging platform, which Twitter never was for me. It never achieved the micro-blogging nirvana of being able to easily watch, view, hear and listen, which is the same thing, and read, I meant to say, other people's content and posts and thoughts. And it never gave people the scope to really come out of themselves, whereas I'm finding already with Google Buzz a little bit of dialogue, a little bit of opinion. Things can teeter on buzzing for days afterwards, which is really nice. It actually means that you feel like you're taking part in a micro forum, let alone a micro blog. Blog comments aren't something I particularly ever return to. Forum comments and threads are, and Google Buzz provides that very neatly in a way that other things such as Reddit tried to and did relatively well, but weren't as necessarily omnipotent. I think it's probably not the right word, but that's what I think a service such as this needs to feel like, a true service, and feel like just a, you know, the mail or the phone. I think Google Buzz has got it. I mean, there's people slagging it off, people knocking it. I don't see what there is to knock. I think if you like Twitter, you'll love Google Buzz. I don't see it replacing Twitter. I think Twitter's great for 140 letter messages. But probably Twitter's future is time limited, because when we're sort of passing around virtual paper and sending each other little holographic video messages, in 5 years' time, I can't see 140 characters being particularly exciting. Anyway, time will tell. Already gibbered on for far too long. I'm feeling really, really healthy. Not manic. I've slept 8 hours. I'm loving being back, kind of looking at social media on the net and making some friends and chatting to people and reading what people have to say and all that that entails, but I'm not letting it take over my day. I'm still doing what I was doing, my little projects and my taking time to relax and that sort of stuff that we should all do. Anyway, that's my boo for the night. I really want to get my boo going into Google Buzz, but I'm sure the guys there will have that sorted in no time. Okay, night night.